The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his followers went as far as Capernaum, and as soon as the Sabbath came, Jesus went to the synagogue and began to teach. And his teaching made a deep impression on them because, unlike the scribes, he taught them with authority. In their synagogue just then, there was a man possessed by an unclean spirit. And it shouted, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus said sharply, "Be quiet, come out of him." And the unclean spirit threw the man into convulsions and with a loud cry went out of him. The people were so astonished that they started asking each other what it all meant. "Here is a teaching that is new," they said, "and with authority behind it. He gives orders even to unclean spirits, and they obey him." And his reputation rapidly spread everywhere through all the surrounding Galilean countryside. The Gospel of the Lord. The past week has seen various television and radio programs celebrating two anniversaries connected closely with the Second World War. The first being the liberation of Auschwitz in 1945, the other being the anniversary of the death and funeral of Sir Winston Churchill, who of course opposed Hitler, whose regime was the cause of such evil. It may be said with great truth that power and without authority always looks dangerous. Power without authority always looks dangerous. And authority without power always looks comical. If power is the ability to cause or prevent change, to influence people and events, it is important that those who exercise it also enjoy the authority that justifies them in what they do. For many people, particularly those who have suffered under regimes such as that of the Nazi dictatorship, power is associated with force, compulsion, and violence. The power that identifies itself only with force makes victims of its subjects. And such power is evil. And Churchill saw it for what it was, which is why he opposed it so vehemently and tried vainly to sound the warning bells in the years leading up to 1939. It is only right to oppose the power that exploits, manipulates, bullies into conformity. But power need not be destructive. We remember how Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Archbishop Romero used the power of nonviolence to oppose powerful systems. The fact that all three were assassinated did not belittle their power, their moral authority exercised on behalf of suffering people made them forces for good. So too with the power that parents can exercise over their children. This is power which is allied to love, a force that is exerted on behalf of others. When St. Mark the Evangelist begins telling his story of the ministry of Jesus, he shows us how Jesus is invested with the power of the Spirit at his baptism and thus acts with authority. The power that moves Jesus is the power of God himself. The authority that Jesus displays, both in actions and words, is the authority of God himself. When Jesus begins teaching, the people, we read, are deeply impressed. They can see for themselves the difference between how Jesus teaches and how their religious leaders teach. When Jesus teaches, something actually happens. It is not a matter of words which decorate the air. The teaching of Jesus creates an impression because people can see the change for good it affects in the broken and the crippled and the dispossessed. In today's gospel, the power and authority of Jesus is seen in action. In the first public work of the ministry, there is a confrontation between the two great superpowers, the power of God and the power of darkness. While Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, he is interrupted by the shouts of a man possessed by an unclean spirit, a man who has no authority over his own body or spirit. He is possessed. He is taken over. He is not in control. And when Jesus speaks, he commands the power that dominates this man's life to leave him alone. And at that command, the man is freed. The people are astonished and they marvel. Here is a teaching that is new and with authority behind it, they said. When Jesus teaches, he shares not only his wisdom, but his power. His actions are his principal teachings. This is his unique authority. He uses his power to liberate people from the evil forces that dominate their lives. And when others see what he is doing with his teaching, they begin to wonder who this really is. Now, it may not be a popular subject nowadays, but the powers of darkness really do exist. They are active in our world. They are active in people's lives in all kinds of ways. They are behind the lies, the bullying, the manipulation, which some people indulge in. They are behind the hatred and the violence we see in various atrocities taking place around the world. Another one in the news this morning with the murder of another hostage. The powers of darkness were behind the Nazi regime. There is no other explanation for the rise to power of Adolf Hitler. The forces of darkness are there. They have power, even if they lack authority. St. Paul tells us that we are caught up in a spiritual warfare in the heavenly places. And that is why we must be undivided in our attention to the Lord, as St. Paul says in today's second reading. We must be undivided because a house divided against itself cannot stand. In order to combat the powers of darkness, we need to be aware of them, as Churchill was aware of the growing threat from Nazi Germany in the 1930s, and we need to be armed against the powers of darkness, lest we be caught out with inadequate defense or reserves. We're caught up in a spiritual warfare. It's not easy. It wasn't easy for Jesus. He wasn't excused from facing the rejection which the prophets before him had to face. It goes with the territory, and it applies equally to us. The important point is that Jesus stays committed to using his power for good. He continued to exercise his authority to liberate those who are bound and to confront those who laid burdens on the weak. No matter what the opinion polls said, Jesus struggled on. Ultimately, he was responsible to the Father, from whom all authority and power come. We too can take comfort from this same great truth, provided we remain faithful, constant, and undivided, and not distracted either. We need to remain faithful, constant, and undivided, and then we will have little to fear. We march in the strength of the Lord, the strength that has both authority and power behind it. Because as we sang earlier, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.